USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say it never should have happened.
This was 100% preventable. We call things accidents. There is no accident.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy says the agency is still in the process of fact-finding, and there are a lot of unanswered questions. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the area on Thursday and said rail companies need to face increased fines and be required to practice higher standards of safety. The U.S. is confident China is thinking about giving Russia equipment for its war against Ukraine. That's according to new information from CIA Director William Burns. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Burns said the U.S. knows China is thinking of providing lethal equipment to Russia, but there's been no evidence of any shipments yet. The Biden administration unveiled new $2 billion economic aid package for Ukraine in concert with the Group of Seven Nations. The new penalties include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals and other entities who support the invasion. Two people are dead and 11 others are injured after bicyclists were hit by a pickup truck in Arizona.
It happened in Goodyear, west of Phoenix, and police spokesperson Lisa Berry shared some details of what happened.
We have a single vehicle with a male driver, adult male driver, who has remained on scene and is cooperative with police.
One person died at the scene while another passed away at the hospital. What caused the accident? Still under investigation. I'm Dave Collins.
Hundreds of thousands of power outages are being reported throughout Southern California due to the rare winter storm. Officials from the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power and Southern California Edison say some customers may not have their electricity restored until tomorrow. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, is set to travel to China this month. Lukashenko has supported Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, saying earlier this month that his country was ready to join the war if attacked. Arizona's governor wants a former state attorney general investigated for his alleged actions relating to the 2020 election. A letter was sent on behalf of Democrat Katie Hobbs to the state bar concerning Republican Mark Brnovich. Records recently released show he didn't reveal findings from his investigators that pushed back against claims of widespread fraud. The letter from Hobbs's general counsel called his conduct, quote, likely unethical. Attention Walmart shoppers, you may have gotten hold of bad candles.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling more than a million candles sold at Walmart. The glass can crack, which leads to burns and cuts. Those candles being recalled are Mainstays 3-wick candles with fall and Halloween scents. The candles were sold between September and November of last year. I'm John Schaefer.
Will Smith won the NAACP Image Award on Saturday night for Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture. It's his first trophy since the infamous slap of Chris Rock at last year's Oscars. Smith, who won for Emancipation, did not attend the ceremony. Cocaine Bear is poised to win the weekend after debuting Friday with $9 million at the box office. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.